Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble hosts, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. Great to be here. I think it's going to be a fun show today.
It is. So we have a really fun topic name, and we're not going to tell you guys what the topic is. And Julie, hopefully you have some shout-outs for some of our listeners who have been sending us emails. We've been getting a lot of interesting emails over the past week.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you have some ready. I didn't ask you prior to the show, so here I'm putting
I have
you under
one
pressure,
ready to
rumble. But that's okay. All right, cool. So the topic of today's radio show, and we're not going to tell you what this means, and Julie, don't show them what it means. Don't tell them, okay?
Okay,
is you do you have low-mo, medium-mo, or are you experiencing super-mo? Okay, that's it. And we're not going to tell you what that means. You know, it's funny, when I was writing that, I was thinking low-mo, it sounds like we're selling kind of some sort of prescription drug for some aging male.
Yeah. No, it's not about that.
Something that somebody my age might take, for example. But no, this is not a prescription drug radio show. This is something you guys will have a lot of fun with. So, Julie, before we get to today's topic, you have some shout-outs.
Yes. Okay, so first I wanted to just read a quick email from a newer client in our Coaching Essentials program, Mr. Bill Fowler, and I'm looking to see, he's in Enterprise, Utah, so if anyone has any outbound referrals to Enterprise, Utah, or if you know that your referrals are going to Utah, you know, it doesn't hurt to just reach out to your fellow colleagues and let them sort it out, even if you're not sure of the area. So Bill Fowler in Enterprise, Utah. Tim and Julie, I hope this email finds you well, and I appreciate the few minutes of your time to read it. I'm currently working on getting licensed, so Bill, as fresh can be, I love getting emails like this. Plan on being licensed by the end of June. I'm currently the executive over sales of a company called Sun Warrior, looking to make a change, and talks about that for a little bit. Question is whether to invest in coaching now or later. Well, it's always
Julie,
good to be ahead of the game. Go ahead. Yes.
Julie, maybe we shouldn't have mentioned his name and the company he works at in case they – so if you're working at Sun Warrior and you're listening to Bill,
his email
he sent us, Bill is not – he's absolutely positively love working at Sun Warrior, and he is not – he's planning on doing real estate part-time on the weekends.
In addition.
And that sort of thing.
There you go.
In addition. So let's just be clear about that.
Good point.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, good. Good point. Okay, so question is whether to invest now or later in coaching. We always say get ahead of the game so that you hit the ground running. And, you know, you've got some really great, fantastic goals here. I can tell that Bill has taken some time to think it out, how much he doesn't just have to make per year, but how much he wants to make in order to have the life of his dreams. He says, I love your radio program. I'm gobbling up those shows until I purchase the Coaching Essentials. I've got great goals for becoming a top-producing agent. Want to start off right, and I am very coachable. Help, please. Well, you've come to the right place. So I just wanted to make the point that, yeah, it's okay if you're a brand-new agent. We, of course, are coaching many grizzled veterans, of course, but everyone in between as well. So that's okay, and we take good care of everyone. We have coaches here that specialize in all areas of the spectrum. You know, we've got coaches that specialize in newer licensed agents, and then we have many coaches that are fantastic at coaching, you know, up-and-coming top producers, people who are already there. A lot of our higher-end clients are just working to get their time back. So lots of different iterations of coaching here, but I just wanted to recognize Bill. And then another quick thing from an existing client in one of our one-on-one programs, one of my private clients, brought up a very interesting point today. She was kind of beating herself up about not being one of these people that just pounds the phones the second she opens her eyes until noon. She's not really a morning person, but she's figured out she is highly efficient at working in the afternoon, but she had kind of had some guilt about that. So we discussed why is it that there's so much kind of coaching and training out there that says, you know, unless you are prospecting in the morning, you know, you kind of suck. And that's such a prevalent thought to, you know, agents beat themselves up over that. My thought is, as long as you're meeting or exceeding your goals make sense and we're actively pursuing them, I don't care if you're most productive between 8 and 9 p.m., as long as you're getting the job done. Does that make sense, Tim?
Well, yeah. And, you know, what this all comes back down to, guys, is not comparing yourself to other people. You know, being, for example, drilled down on what your magic number is. And the magic number is the number of listings you need to have at all times, listings, not buyers, that you need to have at all times in order for you to accomplish your specific financial goals. Real estate coaching essential students, that is part of level one, so you definitely need to know, must know, what your real estate magic number is. It's critical that you know what that is, because to be honest with you, once you guys know that, you're going to feel so much less stress in your life. Just to summarize, and we're not going to do the topic or the show today on this, but in case some of you guys are new listeners, the concept behind the real estate magic number is just what I said. It's the number of listings you need to have at all times for you to accomplish your financial goals. Say, for example, you live in a marketplace where you are living a fantastic life if you make $250,000 a year, which is most of the country, coasts excluded, I understand completely. For most of our clients in Manhattan, you know, they have to earn probably $500,000 just to have a normal middle-class lifestyle in Manhattan. That's the reality of it. But if you're, you know, from, say, Columbus, Ohio, where we're from, if you earn $250,000 a year, you're probably the top 1% in that. No, actually, you're not. You're still a little bit less than the top 1% for Columbus. I think Columbus is like 335 or 340 to top 1%. But regardless, the fact is that you're still having a nice lifestyle. So let's just use 250 for the sake of explaining briefly what this means. In your marketplace, yeah, let's say, again, let's use Columbus, you had an average sale price of, let's say, $250. So your average commission is $7,500. If you had 10 listings at all times, and your goal was, again, to basically earn approximately $20,000 a month, if you had 10 listings at all times, that's your magic number, 10. 10 listings at all times is your goal. You would probably, just out of the MLS, just having your house priced correctly, you'd sell approximately 2 to 3 per month. Now, some of you in really hot markets, there are a lot of hot markets in the country where you'd say, if I had 10 listings, they'd all be in contract. Well, realistically, they wouldn't. Your guys, hopefully you guys are paying attention. You've been listening to the radio show. There's definitely a slowdown that's happening across the country. It's not a colossal drop like we had in 07, 08, but there's definitely a slowdown that's happening. Started in the upper end. We started warning you about it probably about 12 months ago, and now it's sort of percolating down to the normal price ranges. Don't worry about it. You know, don't overanalyze it. Don't fear it. It is what it is. It's a normal slowdown. It's all good. You guys will be able to make money regardless of what direction the market goes. So let's say you had 10 listings at all times. You priced them right. They're in the MLS. Again, these are 10 active listings. It's safe to say, no matter who is running for, you know, political office, no matter what the interest rates are, no matter what's going on anywhere in the world, no matter, you're going to probably sell 2 to 3 per month just automatically out of the MLS. Okay? So if you guys had 10 listings at all times, and this is for especially, you know, Julie just talked about somebody who's going to get a real estate license, but the reality of it is I have coaching calls. I had a coaching call, a guy who sent me an email directly last night, okay, and he was a little panicky in his email, and I could hear it, I could read between the lines. I've been doing this for long enough. You know I could tell he was experiencing a high level of stress, and he was a top producing agent. He was not a coaching client. He's with a competitor's coaching company, and he basically was in fear mode, and he didn't know what to do, and his coach at the other company wasn't giving him the advice that he needed to have. They were telling him to do more direct mail. They were telling him to add more staff. They were telling him to buy more buyer leads. He listened to our podcast, and he knew that pretty much we told him we would tell him the exact opposite. So he sent me this email, and I called him, and he was really surprised that I called him, but, you know, that's how we are. We're boots on the ground. And so I call him, and we have this, you know, probably half-hour conversation, and I asked him simple questions. I said, you know, well, how long did you and your wife, you know, they were a team, did you and they had, you know, agents to work for them, did you guys start out working together as a team? Yes. Did you get, when you guys first got into business, what was your primary focus? Well, she focused on the listings, and he ran the business. Okay, great. So what's happened? Well, you know, we went to this seminar, and we heard this, you know, speaker, and we read this on this website, and they said in order for us to make more money, we have to add this level of staff, and we have to add this number of buyer agents, we have to buy from this website, and we have to do all this crap. I said, okay, so how's that worked out? And he's been doing this for 5 or 6 years, okay? So he started out, you know, him and his wife were humming along, had a really good net profit, and now he's followed these other paths, thinking they were going to get him to where he wanted to be. And where he wanted to be was passive income from paid-off rental properties, by the way, which obviously I respect. Okay, cool. So what's happened? Well, none of these things have happened. It turns out that this doesn't work like I was told or I thought. Turns out that my net's actually fallen. Yes, I've generated more revenue because I've had these other agents out there selling, but the amount of money my wife and I actually make has actually dropped from when it was just me, my wife, and an assistant. It's actually decreased. The amount of money, and we haven't been buying any rental properties, and we haven't been able to go on the vacations we wanted. I said, so how much longer are you going to stay on this path before you realize that basically you need to know your magic number? And then I explained to them that concept, and you should have heard his voice. Why hasn't anyone else told me that? I said, why is everyone telling me to form a team? Why is everyone telling me to buy buyer leads? Why are all these pieces of info? And I said, you know what? Let's not worry about the why, because really it doesn't matter why. Who cares? Mass delusion is the answer. Everybody's basically following this path that they think is going to get them to Shangri-La, and it's not. And eventually the market will come around to it. You guys listening to this podcast, and especially those of you who have been listening to us for a long time, you know that this is going to be the path that's going to get you to profitability and profits as fast as possible. What we preach to you guys. Well, there's a bunch of peas all at once. So he and I shared with him the concept of the magic number. His average sale price in his market was low. It was less than like 150 grand. So his magic number was like 40 listings at all times, which for him was no big deal because that's what he and his wife used to do. So we talked about how to get to 40 listings at all times. We talked about essentially what that difference that would make in his life and his business. Then we had a fun conversation about all the things he wouldn't have to pay for anymore if he was focused primarily on his magic number and listings. And everything in that guy's, now, did it last till today? I don't know. But I hope that he does run with that information because that's going to be the easiest path to get him to where he wants to be. So top producing agents, you guys, for the most part, are the ones that need the coaching the most. That's the truth. Because
true.
The new agents, they're fantastic because they have no deprogramming for us to do. When a new agent comes to us, generally speaking, if someone's paying to learn coaching, they are absolutely going to be like sponges and do what you ask you to do. You know, you're going to need to, you know, sell it to them and convince them and show them and help them and all that. But you're not going to have to get them to stop doing things that don't work. Because like this guy, so his attachment was to having this team. He had this, his image of himself, you know, men put a lot of value on our jobs and what we do and what we earn. That's, it's ego stuff. And so he had, his ego was so wrapped up in having created this, you know, this non-profitable business. It was difficult for him emotionally to detach from that, even when he did clearly see that the profits weren't there enough and enough volume to basically get him to his goals. A lot of you guys are in the exact same situation. You need to have your own little, you know, your own little epiphany, your own little coming to Jesus. You guys can email us directly, Julie@timandjulieharris.com or tim@timandjulieharris.com. And most of the emails that we get, I can usually give you guys a couple words, a couple sentences, and then I can forward it to someone in our business that can take care of you quicker. In cases like that where someone's in urgent need, obviously we're going to do whatever we can to help you guys. So, I mean, that's the thing that's interesting right now that's happening in the business, Julie, and I know you're seeing this too.
Mm-hmm.
There is a transformation that's happening away from a lot of this ego crap that agents have been addicted to forever. And now there are now maybe it's just because you and I are our own little bubble, right? And we're wanting to believe people are realizing that futility? Is that a word?
Futility.
Being futile? Futility, yes. Of following the wrong path. But, you know, guys, at the end of the day, this business is a blessing. You're in the right place at the right time. There's every reason to believe the economy overall is going to continue to improve. So do yourself a favor and make sure that you're absolutely positively building the kind of wealth, having the lifestyle that you've dreamed about. And that's really what today's show is about. So the question is, do you have low mo, do you have medium mo, or do you have super mo? Okay, Julie. Let's tell them what we're talking about.
Shall we reveal what Mo means? Or do you want me to just take one on our outline?
No, it would be fun if we didn't, though. It would be fun. Okay, Mo requires that you go to a doctor and that you have your Mo tested. Okay?
That's right. Well,
So Mo is momentum. So the question is, do you have low momentum, medium momentum, or are you really experiencing a lot of fantastic momentum? So, Julie?
All right, perfect. So we're talking about momentum here. How do you know if you have any? Well, I always like to start out with the question, when was your last best day in real estate, and what caused that? Chances are you were on fire. You were on top of things mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You were in the zone. Why was that? So take a second, be introspective. When was the last time you were in the zone? Was it when you had three closings in one day and they all went off without a hitch because you were super prepared and you had done a killer job with those clients? Was it because you were out there and wrote a great contract and it was competitive and you won because you're a great negotiator, you've worked on that? What caused you to be in the zone? Maybe it wasn't even that specific. Maybe you just had your perfect schedule workout, and maybe that was yesterday. But be introspective. When was your last best day in real estate, and what caused that? If you can identify that, it's a lot easier to reproduce it. If you have yet to have a day like that, then that's a place to start as well. So what are the typical answers that we see here? Well, you were working with people who needed your help. They were motivated, they were qualified, and they appreciated your expertise. You knew what you were doing, and you knew how to do it. You were in control. So that's the typical kind of flavor of answer that we get when we ask you guys, when was the last best day in real estate? It's a really great way to recalibrate the direction, the trajectory that you're going this week, this month, this quarter, even day by day. So what were those themes? You were in control, you were working with people that were actually motivated and qualified and coachable, and you were in the zone. So how can we take steps
then? You said coachable.
Well, I do use that term with clients of our clients because, you know, certain sellers are not that coachable. They're going to stick to their crazy price no matter what you say to them. So
that's a good point.
Kind of a slip, but also kind of, you know, coachable from an agent standpoint. So how do we go about creating massive momentum? This is a simple 7-step, and I'm sure that we'll probably add some bonus steps here as we get going here, but how do you create or recreate massive mo? How do you get in the zone more often? Well, step number one is to identify your magic number. Tim, you were just talking about the magic number and knowing what that is. It's the number of listings you need at all times to generate predictable income. Each listing should create at least one more listing in the neighborhood and a multitude of buyers, assuming that you are working that listing the way we teach you to. And yes, you guys that are in fast-selling markets with low inventory, well, that just means you've got to use your coming soon strategies and create your own days on the market before it actually hits the market. So don't use that as an excuse. Well, as soon as I listed it sells, so I can't get anything off of that. Well, you can if you are coachable and do the coming soon strategies. So identifying your magic number, that's critical. Point number two to creating massive mo, know how to be a listing agent. Have a polished and proven pre-listing package. So how many times do people get off track, Tim, just because they're not actually following any kind of a system? Does that make sense?
Well, you know, when I think PLP is, I think how proud I am, to be honest with you. I don't like using the word proud when it comes to coaching clients. Something about it just makes me feel a little bit unprofessional. But I do feel that way. I feel proud when I see, you know, some of our coaching clients have taken the pre-listing pack and they've, you know, we're not advocates of you guys changing the content, but changing the format, hell yeah, go for it. You know, we have coaching clients that made the pre-listing pack into books, literally into hardcover books with embossed covers. We've had coaching clients make the pre-listing pack into, there's a coaching client in Greenwich, and I don't have permission to shout out his name, and he wouldn't want me to, I'm sure, because his competitors are listening, I'm sure, that has made it into a really series of, it's like a, you open this box, okay, and in the box, there's literally a video player. And on the left side, there's the pre-listing pack pages. And then on the right side, there's a video player. On the right side, basically, is him speaking, introducing himself, talking a little bit about the market. And then he had this absolutely elegant, beautiful video tour done of a particular high-end property that he had. And then, like I said, all the marketing stuff's on the left side, all the PLP stuff's on the left side. And the reason it's so beautiful is because in his particular market, nobody else has done anything like that. So he's in a situation where because he's – and this is what's – the pre-listing pack, when you could be a brand new agent, just got your real estate license, the ink hasn't even dried. If you follow the listing process, if you pre-qualify, if you use, you know, basically the scripts and the nature in which they are intended, if you send the pre-listing pack off, you follow the listing process, there is pretty much a zero chance that you won't be taking 9 out of 10 listings as a new agent. That means you can be in competition, competing with other agents, But when you use the stuff that we give you as part of Real Estate Coaching Essentials, and you use it in the spirit in which it was intended. Now, why do we say it that way, opposed to you follow the system exactly? Because no one follows the system exactly, because you guys are all unique and individual. All of you guys have your individual ways of presenting, and I want you to incorporate your personality into the marketing material. That's what makes you special. You are essentially your own brand. So conceptually, just stay the course with the nature of the content, and when you do that, you will win every single time. And yet, there's 100,000 of you listening right now, now and in replay, and what do we know? Most of you guys don't have pre-listing packs. Or the pre-listing pack you have sucks, and you just don't know it. And you won't know it sucks until you lose in the listing. So don't wait for failure to happen before you make change. Just assume that everything, even if it was the best of the best of the best last year, assume it's obsolete now, and get your game on, guys. Get it upgraded. Every single thing you do needs to be upgraded. That's the nature of this type of economy. Everything changes really fast. Next point.
That's exactly it. So, yeah, follow a system. Yeah, you're allowed to personalize that and upgrade it and make it your own. We want you to. It doesn't benefit you to be a cookie-cutter everything just, you know, yeah, maybe your company's got a great pre-listing package, but it's also the same thing that every agent you know at your company is using every time. So be careful with that. Point number three on getting back to your momentum, don't be a secret agent. Everyone you know should know what you do. Some of you don't talk about what you do, or you've created some kind of strange thing on your card like home counselor, or I see various oddities out there. You're in sales. You're there to sell homes to your buyers and sell listings for your sellers. Don't be a secret agent. Everyone should know what you do. In our Coaching Essentials program, we have a big module about how to talk about that using the Ford acronym for the memory jogger, and how to spin that into your response when someone says, what is it that you do and how is real estate these days? Have answers to those questions. Some of you don't have momentum going right now. You have low-mo because you don't talk about what you do. You're not putting yourself out there to even have the opportunity in the first place. Or you're okay with that, but you get to a certain point where you hit the wall and you figure, well, you've got two deals pending. You'll just deal with those for a while until you go out and get something new. Don't be a secret agent. Secret agents don't make as much money. Point number four.
Actually, you have a funnier saying than that. Remember?
Secret agents have skinny kids.
Yes.
Because they can't feed them. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, or pets if your kids are out of the nest. Okay. So don't be a secret agent. It doesn't make you anything. Okay. Point number four on how to have massive mo, not low mo, massive mo. Follow up on all leads with urgency. Urgency equals abundance. When you generate lots of leads, you don't have to tolerate low-quality business. Some of you guys don't have very good momentum because of the clients that you're working with. Since you don't have abundance, you're working with whatever comes to you, whatever falls in your plate, which may or may not even be a qualified lead. You know, there are people that look at real estate for fun. We call them real estate tourists. They're never actually going to buy anything, guys. So be careful with that. Get out, all of your leads, not just to create them, but following up with urgency. The faster you get on it, the more likely they are to actually convert. So next point, Tim.
Well, so it's worth mentioning here, a lot of you guys, I just actually checked my email, a lot of you guys are asking about our opinion of the market. I've kind of been sharing with you guys our opinion of the market, and I don't want to talk about it on today's radio show, but I'll tell you the punchline. Even if we were to do a week-long show or a series of shows on essentially what's happening in the economy, housing, and all the rest of it, and I had all these great economists on, I'll tell you what the punchline will be so, you know, you guys can stop worrying. Take more listings. Because the only way you're going to offset basically any kind of adjusting market is by listing inventory. Julie just talked about buyers, and it took me back to a conversation I had with a coaching client this morning, and he was talking about the fact that he had just had a $3.5 million buyer who had the money to pay cash back out of the house because he was worried about this, that, and the other in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the problem with buyers. But fortunately, this was his listing, so he still has that. So, guys, you have to embrace, have to, absolutely, do not make it voluntary anymore, the idea that you guys are going to become kick-butt listing agents. All right, so, Julie, we are on point number five. Get out of your own way. Do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. I can see why you had me read this one. But do that virtually every day. So you can have a day off, maybe the weekends. But really the key is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Write that down. That is one of the most important things you guys will ever here. Hopefully you'll learn it. Hopefully you'll make it part of your life. You know, it's a Dave Ramsey type thing when it comes to debt. It's a, you know, a biblical thing when it comes to religion. It's all these, if you guys look at any sort of genre, any sort of space where it's talking about basically any level of financial self-improvement, spiritual self-improvement, physical self-improvement, it's all about the same thing, isn't it? Doing what you don't want to do, when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Just accept it, guys. And anytime anybody shows up on your radar saying, hey, just click this easy button and all your problems are going to be solved, you've got to see them for what they are. They're frauds, okay? So doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level is incredibly important. Point number six. Don't wait to celebrate. Julie, what did you mean by point number six?
Well, I just edited that slightly. Don't wait when you celebrate is what it should say. Lather, rinse, repeat. Always replace your leads before they close. This is a major point for all of you who want to get away from closing a deal at a time or a handful of deals at a time. Then you manage your deals. Then you go get more new ones. The point is, don't wait when you celebrate. Celebrate those transactions. Celebrate putting people in contracts. Celebrate your closings. Yes, of course, that is the point of what you're doing here. Your product is profit. That is the truth. However, lather, rinse, repeat faster. Replace your leads before they close. This is one of the most challenging things for anybody in real estate, to stop the cash spurts and get into cash flow. I just had a conversation with a client that's trying to get from 50 deals a year to 100 deals a year. This is a major point that she's got to get clear on. She has to replace her listings that are closing two for one until she builds her listing inventory. In other words, one closes, she's got to replace it with two until she gets to her magic number. Then we'll take a breath. So don't wait when you celebrate. Get on the stick faster. Don't just wait for things to close and then you'll go get more business. And for some of you, that means deal to deal. Yeah. I mean, you see it all the time,
Julie,
right?
Right, exactly. That's like, and again, this is a problem with upper-end agents especially. These, mm-hmm. I see this happening all the time with those of you guys who are blessed with commission checks that have, say, for example, five zeros, not just four, or six zeros, not
just
five.
That's so true.
It's definitely true. You guys will put some money in contract. You'll be like, I'm going to go get my hair done. I'm going to get my Rolex polished. I'm going to go get my Mercedes detailed. And then months will pass. Another month will pass. You haven't done squat. You still think you're king of the road because you've got this money coming in. And then, oh, my God, it falls out of contract. Or you then have it mm-hmm. closed and you have nothing else going on because you've been lazy, because you haven't been continuing to generate. That's the reason that so many of you suffer from cash spurts, not cash flow. And, Julie, let's get to our last point.
You got it. So point number seven in getting your massive mo going, act instead of react. When in doubt, reach out. Past clients, centers of influence, repeat, referral, expireds, unrepresented sellers. Lather, rinse, repeat. Create your own market. Act instead of react. Yes, it's important what's happening in the marketplace, but you guys get too attached to, well, it's a buyer's market, it's a seller's market, it's a slow market, it's an up market, a down market. Make your own market. There are always people who want to buy or, even better, have to buy or sell real estate. Always. You know, I remember, Tim, when your and my parents bought their house that they both still own in the 70s, and the interest rates were like 18% or something crazy, right? Well, guess what? They still needed a place to stash their three kids. They couldn't keep the old house. It wasn't big enough. So they sucked it up. They figured out how to make the payment, figured out how to get their down payment together, and they upgraded their house. Even at 18%, which most of the people listening cannot fathom even having that conversation what the payment would be at that point, right? So make your own market. Act instead of react. Don't wait around for people to say it's okay because it's this kind of market or that kind of market. Make your own market. You know, I mean, you guys have such tremendous advantage right now, being that things are the way they are. Don't wait. Take advantage. So get into your massive momentum. Get massive mo. It's a lot more fun, not to mention more profitable.
And here's a little tie-in to the point we were talking about earlier about knowing your secret number. And, guys, we did your magic number. We did a series of radio shows, and you can listen to all of our past radio shows at Real Estate Coaching Radio, where we got into a lot of detail about how to build your magic number, figure out what it was. But you know what? Real estate coaching clients who are in Real Estate Coaching Essentials. And if you want to learn more about Real Estate Coaching Essentials, the easiest way to do it is going to be able to go to agentmillions.com, agentmillions.com. And when you do, we give you copies of our Real Estate Treasure Map book and also Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. So just go to agentmillions.com and register. It's a free 90-minute training event. You're going to hear from some of our top producing coaching clients. It's fun, you'll enjoy it, and you'll learn something. And then if you're interested in the coaching program, then you can. But so here's a little insight for you guys. Your magic number, you know, remember we talked about that a second ago, you know, the normal agent in Columbus wanting to earn, say, $250,000 a year, you know, they needed approximately 10 listings at all times. The number of contacts you make per day should be roughly the same as whatever you want your magic number to be. So if you're in Greenwich, Connecticut, or if you're in, you know, some ritzy part of L.A. and you're wanting to make $300,000 and every commission you, every house you sell, you know, you basically make $50,000. Well, your magic number might be only three. You might only need three listings at all times. If you're in Iowa, you might need 40 or 50 listings at all times. But the number of so making that number of contacts, obviously, per day becomes a lot more difficult. But for the most part, you guys are going to have manageable expectations of how many houses you want to sell per year, how much money you want to make per year, how much money you want to save, how much profit you want to make to obviously reinvest into building wealth, right? That is the purpose of all of this. So the number of contacts you make, Julie's point number seven, is in direct correlation to the magic number. They're basically the same thing. So, guys, I have two homework assignments for you. Number one, stop. Guys, the year's getting on. It's getting away from you. If you don't have massive Mo right now, or if you don't at least have medium Mo, you have a problem. If you don't have medium Mo right now, medium momentum, you have a problem. You have to have, what would that be defined as? Again, it depends on your own specific business plan, which you can complete when you get the Real Estate Treasure Map by registering for agentmillions.com. Let's assume right now you're basically not you don't have enough buyers or seller leads. You're not doing enough activities that are going to lead directly to a paycheck. You have a problem. You do need to go a little bit into panic mode so you can work your way out of that. If you have medium Mo, you also have a problem. Because at medium Mo, you could easily slide back to low Mo, or you could decide to dial it up and go to maximum Mo or super Mo. And that's what I challenge all of you to do. Do not become complacent. Assume that the year, as it progresses, is going to have more headwinds, not fewer. Assume that the interest rates are going to be a constant, you know, conversation in buyers' minds. Assume that there's going to be a lot of negative news and all this other crap that's going to make people feel less confident. Assume all these headwinds are coming your way. The only way you can offset that, guys, is building up to the point where you have maximum or super momentum, super Mo, and then obviously you got to focus on the number of listings you need to have at all times. This is not a difficult business. This is the most simple, elegant business you could possibly fathom as long as you're not allowing your mind and your soul and your body and your spirit and your time to be divided a bunch of little miscellaneous Mickey Mouse things. Focus on your real estate magic number. Accept the fact, embrace the fact that you have to become a powerful listing agent. And then, guys, everything else pretty much is self-evident at that point. If there's ever anything we can do for you, obviously go to, go to agentmillions.com, and then you can email Julie or I directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Oh, I just got one last email in during the show. Someone asked about Mojo, whether it works in their market or not. Remember, guys, mojosells.com is an absolutely killer tool that all of you have to have. Works in perfect conjunction with our coaching practice, so definitely get on top of mojosells.com. They work in all markets, basically. It's one of the must-have tools for your successful agent toolbox. Go to mojosells.com. Absolutely critical that you have that as part of your business. I love the feedback, but that's the answer to the question. You have to go to them directly to find out whether they work in your market, but I think they work in pretty much every market in the United States at this point. Remember, guys, if you need us for anything, you got to reach out. And if you ever have any questions or concerns, or if you're having a panicky moment, you know, like the guy last night, even if you are enrolled and participating in another coaching program, if you have any need from us whatsoever, just email us. And if we can't help you guys right away because we're on a plane or something else is going on, I will have one of our great coaches follow up with you guys. In the meantime, remember your homework. Go to agentmillions.com and register for that training event. We're doing one a day for the next like week or so. So go ahead and get registered at agentmillions.com. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.